This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli military conducted more attacks in Jenin and the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the latest violence in the region.
Israel's conducted an airstrike in Jenin amid days of heavy fighting in the Palestinian territory, the West Bank. The military said in a brief statement that an aircraft struck a terrorist cell during an encounter with security forces in a counterterrorism operation. It did not immediately elaborate. Such airstrikes, while common over the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, have been rare in the West Bank in the time since. Israel says the raids across the area, which have killed at least 16 people since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany has deported Afghan nationals to their homeland for the first time since August 2021, when the Taliban returned to power. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A government spokesman described the 28 Afghan nationals deported Friday as convicted criminals, but did not immediately respond to a request for comment to clarify their offenses. While the deportations have been in the works for months, they occurred a week after a deadly knife attack in the town in which the suspect is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany. The suspect was supposed to be deported to Bulgaria last year, but it reportedly disappeared for a time and avoided deportation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Russian attack overnight damaged a factory in Ukraine's northern city of Sumy, killed two women and injured at least 11 people, Ukrainian authorities said on Friday. Ukraine's prosecutor general's office said the factory manufactured packaging for baby food, juices, and household products. One injured person died later in the hospital, regional prosecutor said on Telegram, and the body of another victim was retrieved from the rubble. This is VOA News. The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is calling for universal coverage of IVF treatment with no specifics on how his plan would work, and many aren't believing him. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Campaigning Thursday, former President Donald Trump doubled down on his support for IVF treatments.
Government is going to pay for it, or we're going to get or mandate your insurance company to pay for it.
The Republican nominee says if he wins back the White House, families will be able to deduct expenses for newborn care from their taxes. And in an interview with NBC, he suggests he will vote to repeal Florida's six-week abortion ban. Democrats and groups defending abortion access say Trump's attempts to establish himself as a moderate on reproductive rights are hypocritical, while the group Reproductive Freedom for All says Trump knows how unpopular attacks on fertility treatments are. Jennifer King, Washington.
NASA will proceed with the undocking of the uncrewed Boeing Starliner capsule, not before September 6, the space agency said on Thursday after concluding a review. Reuters' Leila Sharokhshahi reports.
NASA says the Starliner's uncrewed return is expected to take about 6 hours, with ground teams guiding the spacecraft through undocking, re-entry, and landing at White Sands Space Harbor in New Mexico. The agency also said the Starliner has previously completed two prior uncrewed entries and landings during orbital flight tests. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration grounded SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It follows the failure of a routine landing attempt during a Starlink mission, and this marks the second time the FAA has grounded SpaceX this year.
Leila Sharokhshahi from Reuters. The United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund released $100 million on Friday to support the response in 10 underfunded humanitarian crises in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.